The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Yeah. The great Lucas Nelson, a.k.a. Willie's Boy.
Oh, Willie's Boy.
Do you not hear? I mean, listen, he's never sounded more like his daddy.
I love it.
It's like young Willie. That boy loves young Willie.
Hang on now. You got me mixed up with dude on TV.
And then I'm on it again. I'm on a Sierra Farrell kick right now. So she's the female accompaniment on here.
Sounds like a drink, don't it? Enjoy what? Sierra Farrell.
I'll get a Sierra Farrell. Give me a Byron Nelson. I mean Arnold Palmer. Sorry.
Byron Nelson.
Sorry, Lucas. I know somebody played golf with Lucas Nelson. Said he's an awesome golfer. Real golf.
Real golf?
Big golf. Big.
Big, yeah. We love golf.
We neglected to say this at the end of the previous segment. But it is the All Advice Show today. And we've already got a couple people on hold, which is freaking awesome. I love that. It's like owning a restaurant and you don't open till 10:30 for lunch.
Yeah.
Which is stupid.
Wow, that would be great if you did that.
But you see people already waiting for the doors to open. And that's nice. That's a nice little feeling.
Those people are me.
That is you.
Buddy, give me time to go to the bathroom. You know?
Yeah.
10:30 lunch works great.
Well, you should do it in privacy next time. He went in the bush yesterday. I watched him.
We love the bush.
Love the bush.
Big bush.
1-800-774-0093. 1-800. This is for those in Norris. I'll do it slow.
You doing a video? God almighty.
She's like
she's taking a picture.
International visitor. Just sitting there just...
like a...
this video.
Tourist.
Yeah, like a tourist.
Fat American.
Turista.
take video, Fat American.
So the All Advice Show, anything you need advice on, Fat Boy, there's no anonymouses yet, so don't know who to start with. Who do you, where should we go?
No anonymous. Let's talk to Ryan.
Ryan, good morning.
Or Ryan.
Ryan?
Hey, morning, Rise guys.
What's up?
How you doing?
What's up, buddy?
Well, not much. I'm calling because, okay, here's the deal. Everybody in my life thinks I'm overreacting, and I need to know if I'm actually crazy.
Okay. The answer is yes, you are. We all are.
A little bit.
Seriously, though, God, if you live in 2026, what year is it, 2026?
Yeah.
And you're over the age of, I'd say, 25? Yeah. Crazy.
Well, that's the quickest all advice ever.
Yeah.
You said
have a great day. No, seriously, what's going on? Tell us. We need to know.
So I've been dating this girl for about 4 months. Things are great. Really like her. She's a licensed massage therapist. Okay.
Sweet.
Oh, okay. You're the one that emailed. Okay.
Miss, she's hot too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So a couple months ago, my family met her for the first time. My brother Derek was there.
Okay. I would. Okay. Yeah. Say whatever you want.
Well, as soon as he found out that she was a massage therapist, he starts joking around.
We mean like typical brother stuff, like, you know.
You got it.
I mean,
yeah. 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 He's like, oh, well, I know who I'm calling when my back starts hurting. And, you know, everybody laughed and I laughed and, you know, she laughed. We all moved on.
Right, okay. Right. And everybody's just joking. And when she looks away, he's probably doing his...
A couple of elbows
with the tongue coming out of the cheek.
Oh, that kind of
thing. Just joking around, though, right? He was just joking.
Well, that's what I thought. Apparently not, though. Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Okay. So we jump ahead a couple months. We're having dinner one night, and my girlfriend casually says, oh, I worked on your brother last week.
Last week? Like,
yeah,
she didn't tell you ahead of time, like, oh, look, your brother's coming in tomorrow. Wow.
No.
Yeah.
No, last week, not yesterday, not that day.
And you that's how you found out.
A week
out.
Earlier.
Right.
Yes.
Heard
yes, that is how I found out. Wow. Yeah.
Wait a second. Your brother got a massage from your girlfriend, and nobody mentioned it.
Nobody. Not my brother.
Nobody.
Not my girlfriend.
What?
Nobody.
Okay.
Oh, dang.
I'm everyone's wondering, I'm gonna ask it or whatever. Is she bonded? You said she was licensed. No, I'm kidding. What kind of massage are we talking about here?
This was a 90-minute, hour and a half deep tissue massage.
90 minutes is way too long.
Wow, bum. Well, before everybody starts yelling at me, okay, I understand that is her job. She is a professional. I am not accusing either of them of doing anything inappropriate. Right. That's not what this is about. Okay.
Right. It doesn't matter what it means to me. What is it about then?
Well, why wouldn't somebody tell me?
Exactly.
Like, even ahead of time, like, that's all.
Exactly.
Like, hey, just a heads up. Hey, your brother booked an appointment. Or, like, hey, I'm going to call. Like, it doesn't.
Yeah.
Like, that's it.
I don't think correct me if I'm wrong, Fat Boy, you go to VIP spas all the time. Do you just. No, but.
Shout out, Easy.
Any kind of, like. Again, correct me if I'm wrong. Any kind of, like, massage therapy, you're not just going to walk in and say, hi, I'd like a massage. Like, you have to book those, generally, right?
Yeah, some places it take a walk in, but, like, not always.
So did she know that it was your brother when he booked?
Yeah.
And she didn't say that? Like, oh, my God. Like, that, even if it's not, like, I don't know, to me, let's say Paige and I were married, and Paige...
Nice.
Is a massage and Fat Boy books, and and then that night at dinner she's like, oh, guess who came in today? I was like,
don't you say a word.
When did he book? A week ago. Well, God, why wouldn't you tell me? Why it seems suspicious or whatever?
Why?
She didn't think it was because
she's a professional. She's a therapist.
Oh yeah, but it's like conversation. Like, oh my God,
she violated my HIPAA, so I'm
it's
not going back
the
to
same
her.
Thing. So. She didn't think that was worth mentioning that your brother was coming in.
No. She said she was at work and she didn't think it mattered. But
so what did your brother say?
Yeah, did you call him?
Oh, I called him immediately.
Yeah? What did he say?
Well, what do you think? He starts laughing, and that's how the conversation started. He's laughing.
Which is never a good sign.
Nope.
No, and then he says, dude, it's just a massage.
I mean, that's kind of where I agree with that. I really, well, really do. Then, but it seems like...
But then I asked...
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. But then I asked, okay, well, why did you pick her?
Yeah.
You know what he said?
What'd he say?
He goes, well, because I trusted her.
Okay, well, I mean...
Well, don't even
if
know
you're
her.
A dude going to get a massage, like, do you want to go in and, like... I mean, it kind of sounds reasonable.
No. That made it worse.
You
that
think?
Made it worse. Yeah.
The way it's phrased, I can understand why that would bother you.
How
okay,
so?
Thank you. Because out of all possible words that he can choose, like, that's the one. He, not convenient, not nearby, not available. Right. He's like, trusted.
But maybe it's because, like, he met her, he knows her. Maybe when they've met, like, maybe he's like, oh, my back's been bothering me. And well, I mean, he knows her.
Maybe, yeah, but then, okay, but then I found out something else.
What?
And then... That he specifically requested her.
Oh.
Okay. He requested her or he booked with her because he knew her? Because that's a difference.
Okay, I don't know that, but all I know is he specifically asked for her, for my girlfriend. He didn't take whoever was available. He wanted her for the massage.
It does look a little suspicious. I can see how, you know, you could raise an eyebrow or two at that.
I see why you would feel kind of jealous, but at the same time, I'm thinking she's a professional and it's in a professional environment, so it wouldn't...
Okay, but here's the deal, though. He has never in his life gotten a massage before. Ever.
You know that for sure?
Absolutely.
Okay.
My brother has never been a massage guy.
Yeah.
And if he suddenly became a massage guy, I would know.
I mean, that's fair. Makes sense.
But now his first massage ever is with my girlfriend.
I you're calling in for advice, so it's just one POV here. But to me, the weird part is not... That the weird part is neither one of them said anything to you. Like, he didn't say, hey, guess what, Ryan? I'm going to see, you know, my girl, your girlfriend. Or she didn't say, oh my God, when you're sitting there having your dinner the night of. Or again, back to the thing, Paige, would you not text me and say, oh my God, guess who just booked? Or at least later in the night when you saw me, you wouldn't just.
Don't you tell him.
He just handed her $20,
no
not to tell me.
You're so happy ending with me ever. Like, you know that.
I still don't know if that's weird, Ryan. If I may call you Ryan.
That's you may.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, then I made a mistake. Oh, because
what'd you do?
I started asking more questions.
Oh yeah.
And you know, I asked like, okay, what is a deep tissue massage? Really, like, big mistake there, because then she's explaining, okay, lower back, hips, glutes, hamstrings, right, calves, and I was like, can we stop naming all my body, all my brother's body parts, you know?
Well, like, it's everybody's, I think, everyone has those, I think.
Yeah,
but then she's like, Ryan, those are just muscles, they're muscles, and I was like, yeah, I know they're muscles, but I'd rather not hear about my brother.
But in that context, so you have to think, like, you're asking her about it because of that. Again, playing the devil's advocate here. This is your girlfriend's job or whatever. You've never asked her about it. You never asked her about a deep tissue massage. So she's literally just describing her job to you, though.
Sure, I understand that. But now every time my brother complains...
Yeah.
Here's the deal. So now my brother, like, every time he complains about being sore, I'm just getting, like, flashbacks to that conversation and her rubbing his body.
I feel like you learned a little too much about your brother.
Yeah, yeah. Yes, way too much.
Did she give him a friends and family rate? And if so, may I get that promo code? I'm kidding. That's what I do when things are serious. I say stupid stuff, Ron. I'm sorry. But did she? No. Did she give him a discount?
Well, that's funny you ask, because apparently he did get a discount.
Oh. Yeah. Well, I mean,
nice of her, I guess.
What is more to what? Like, what's more to this?
Like, go ahead. You got a discount through my girlfriend, okay? And then he never mentioned it either.
It is a little more personal. The discount, like, that should have came up.
Thank you.
I mean, I don't know. I did post a thing the other day,
and
it was kind of dickish. I didn't mean for it to be, but I could see where, because a friend of mine texted me and said, "Oh, you're talking about me?" And it said, "Quit for your friends that own businesses, quit trying to get free stuff from them, buy stuff from them, and try to get free stuff from strangers." Yeah, I was like, I love that.
That's better.
But what does your girl say about all this, though, Ryan?
Ryan.
Well, she thinks I'm ridiculous. She's saying, Ryan, I am a professional.
Yeah.
This is my job, and she is right.
You never distrusted her before.
I just think somebody should have mentioned this.
I agree.
Did she not understand in any of this why you felt so weird about it? Like, she not?
Not really. No. And she was like, "Well, if your dentist cleaned your brother's teeth, would you be upset?"
Well, yeah, but you're not in a relationship with your dentist. But that it is a good point, I suppose.
No, it's not. No.
Well, okay.
Why not, though?
Okay, because the dentist isn't spending 90 minutes like working on every sore muscle in somebody's body.
See, you got that 90 minute thing. Like, that's, do you that's not get 90 said. Minutes with her a day? Like, it seems. I mean, really.
I know. I can't let the 90 minutes go.
You need to book an appointment. See what it's like.
Yeah, like, she don't give you. Anyway, go ahead. I have so many thoughts and questions about this.
She asked me a question.
Is she into her now, though? What was the question?
She goes, okay, Ryan, well, where's the line? And I was like, what do you mean? And she was like, well, do you not want me massaging your brother? Okay, fine. What about your cousin? And I didn't know. And then she was like, well, what about your best friend?
Yeah.
I don't know. And she said, well, what about your mom? Okay.
What'd you say to all that?
Well, I said, that's different.
Yeah.
Why is that different, though?
You know.
Yeah, I know, mom. Yeah, that's why this.
I don't know. I mean, that's the problem. Like, I don't know exactly where the line is. Okay, I just know this.
Is your brother in a relationship?
All of this feels weird.
And did she? Does his girlfriend or wife? She care?
No, she didn't care. That's the other thing. Like, apparently, she knew.
Okay.
She knew, and she didn't care.
Ryan, do you know what happens during these massages? I'm not trying to scare you. Sometimes, like, they're completely naked, and the massager, if you will, the masseuser, will be burying, like, their elbows into somebody's ass cheek.
It looks like they're getting ready to challenge someone to an arm wrestling contest on someone's butt.
With oil.
Yeah. So now your family is taking her side, I suppose, or like, does everybody think you're reacting or overreacting, I guess would be the word?
Oh, yeah. I mean, everybody. My brother... His girlfriend, my girlfriend, everybody.
Is your daddy
everybody.
Still living? If so, what does he think?
My dad kind of was on my
side. What does that mean?
Is on your side?
You say kind of was.
Yeah, he was like, you know, I would have told my brother first, which is my entire argument. Okay, just tell me, like, hey, I'm booking, like, I don't know, just tell me.
Yeah. So let's briefly sum all this up here. If you're just looking for advice, and we, of course, will give out the phone numbers as we do, 1-800-774-0093, 1-800-774-0093. What's the advice that you're looking for here? Like, are you overreacting because everyone in your life seems to think so? We don't know you, but what's the advice?
I just, like, I don't know, guys. Like, now he's, like, out there recommending her to people.
He'll go back, too. I would imagine.
Like he's telling people at his work how great she is, and one of his buddies booked an appointment now too. I don't need my brother becoming my girlfriend's spokesperson.
Okay.
This is weird.
Last question I'm gonna ask, and answer this as honest as you can, okay? Is your brother, in your opinion, more attractive than you? Have you ever been a little bit jealous of your brother?
Be honest.
Seriously.
I mean,
I know she's a professional. Maybe. You trust her. You probably trust your brother and all this stuff. But, like, there's something to this thing, man. There's something to it.
Because she didn't tell you, too. You got to remember that.
What if she said you could go hide in the closet while she massages your brother and you could watch?
Just like R. Kelly. Trapped in the closet.
I don't know.
Actually.
I don't know. So you want to know where the line is. Dude, here's a great text. I tried so hard. I fell in love with a girl who ended up being a dancer. And you know what he's talking about. I could deal with it for about 2 months to the point where it was driving me crazy jealous. I never thought she cheated on me, but I would admit that I would go in there and hide and watch. That is, trust is everything.
It's gotta be
illegal. When it's gone, and if you can't deal with it, then, you know, I don't know. Hold on a minute. If you need to, you're the one that's got to be at work by 7:30. Yeah. All right, we'll throw you on hold a minute. Hold on.
Hang on for me.
Thank you, Ryan. Okay.
Well, let me give you one of these just for coming on.
Well, thank you.
There is somebody that sent in a text that says, my friend's wife is a massage therapist, and he was like, go get a massage from her. And this person says, but I felt it would be awkward.
Yeah, you know who I was thinking about? Al Snow's wife is a masseuse.
Oh,
and
yeah.
She massages all the wrestlers, you know? Like, if you don't have trust, you have nothing in anything. Business, relationships, family. When trust is gone, getting it back, it's like the freaking shoreline eroding away. It won't come back. It can't come back.
Well, look at Al Snow. How many people are going to try to make a move on his wife, knowing how he looks now?
Paige, you know what he always wanted?
What?
Fat boy, tell Paige what he always wanted.
Head!
It's what everybody wanted.
He carried the head around.
He carried a mannequin head. He wasn't talking about oral favor.
He swings the Persian club still.
My goodness.
Like, yeah. He gets on those suckers.
Yeah.
He's
but
big.
They're good.
They make good rugs, too.
Rub on men. Doing facials.
All right, we'll leave it at that. Good morning.
The Odyssey app. Make your phone. Get the Rise Guys daily podcast. Stream the Rise Guys every morning.
Yeah, man, I love that stuff.
Everywhere. The Odyssey app rocks.
This is the Rise Guys morning show.
The Rise Guys.
Told you I watched a Prince concert.
I love him.
Over the weekend, and he actually did this song, which is originally done here by Sheila E.
She was hot. Did they hook up?
I'm sure. I was thinking about that. She dressed just like him. Remember, she'd wear like them, look like
androgynous suits.
Well, like at one point, he'd be wearing like leggings and like fur booties. But you know. Like
leggings
and fur booties and all that stuff.
I gotta go back and watch Purple Rain.
That's
Purple Wayne.
Purple Wayne.
Did you say Purple Wayne? Purple Wayne. What's wrong with you, boy?
A couple texts to read, and we'll get to some calls here. 1-800-774-0093. Tina says Ryan ain't mad about the massage. She put message. Ryan ain't mad about the message. Ryan's mad because his brother got 90 minutes of attention from his girlfriend that he found out about later. That's communication issues, not a message issue.
How the hell do you massage somebody for 90 minutes? Why? Like 10. Give you 10 minutes.
Most I've ever got was an hour. And
it depends on what you know you can do. Like deep tissue.
Yeah.
Feet, legs, back.
Even with that. Like
shoulders, neck.
Knees and toes.
So do I have to work on your ass for like a half hour? How does
you
that work?
You don't touch their ass.
I'm telling you, I've seen it to where dude's laying there naked. And
that's where a lot of people carry their stresses in their butt.
Yeah, especially in the middle. But she's got her elbows like in his butt cheek.
Yeah.
Ass cheek, I think, is the clinical term. The
maybe someone jerked a knot in their tail and they're trying to knead it out with their elbow.
Look how she's a massagist. She will not embrace the newer techniques. A butt naked elbow massage.
I do hot rocks.
If you smell.
They closed down. Rest in peace.
That was Got Rocks. Kayla says, I'm a hairstylist.
Ooh.
Oh, big deal.
You're the only one.
She goes on. If my boyfriend's sister came to me for highlights, I wouldn't think to call him and ask for permission. Ryan's making her job weird. It's different, though. Like, it is. I will say it is different.
It would be different if she was a underwear hair stylist.
Cletus, who takes the E out and puts an I in there, and I'm not going to pronounce it that way. Cletus says, the real crime here is a grown-ass man getting a 90-minute massage for the first time and immediately becoming an unpaid brand ambassador. That is true.
Wow. He's going to go back.
He should become a what is it called? Use my promo code and get 10% off.
I think that's it, right?
Is that what it is?
Brand influencer, is that it? Ambassador.
Brand ambassador, yes.
One of those. Yes. Too many of them.
I mean, if it's your job, it's just another person laying on the table. You're not feeling anything for them.
Yeah, you want a massage today? Or you want the back of your butt massaged?
Red Dog and Gaffney says, I don't care about. Boy, y'all spell massage with an A. I don't care about the message. I care that Derek laughed when his brother called. Brothers know exactly when they're pushing each other's buttons. That also could be true.
You know how somebody could torture you? They would tie you up, and then they would take a big can of paint, and they would misspell everything on purpose like the Chick-fil-A cows do.
Oh, that'd right be hilarious. In front of you.
Yeah.
And it would drive you nuts.
I know. And when I do that, and then I go back like on my own website or my own social media and see where I did it, and it's one of those where you can't change it. I'll just delete it and do it, post it again. I know, I'm a weirdo. Let's go to Ole Miss called it by his government name, and I don't know if he would prefer that. I call him Big Brown. Good morning, Big.
What's going on, fellas?
Big!
Not much.
You can call me by my government name. There's a stadium named after it.
Oh, okay, Nicholas Dickhead.
Yeah, there is.
That's right.
I forgot who plays there, but I do remember that stadium.
Probably soccer.
Yeah. It's
yes, Big. Are you? Do you get massages?
I have. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Usually, yeah, though, only when like maybe you have a pain or something. It's not like a monthly or whatever thing. Hello.
I don't get them. So
okay.
You got like a deep tissue massage before?
No, I haven't got a deep. Did we ever figure out if it's a younger brother or an older brother or a worker brother?
Several people have asked about that. Do not have that. Did not think to ask that.
Unacceptable.
Yeah.
Unacceptable.
So when you got your massage, was it front and back?
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you get nervous like towels covering up your junk and, you know, they're working around it?
I mean, you wouldn't be able to tell.
He's not a shower or a grower.
He's a little tweener.
Big, did you like, was it, and I'm not even leading you to like a funny joke here, but like, was it a female?
Yeah.
And had you went there and said, hey, I want to get a massage, and they say, go in room 7, you go in there, and then a dude walks in. Do you get the massage or do you request?
Well, we're in Asheville. We can't assume if it's a dude or a female.
Nah,
you know what?
Man.
I kind of think I'd prefer the dude, to be honest with you. He's really going to get into you.
No surprise me.
I went to a guy, and he was very good.
And
his hands were
What about the massage?
Well, his hands were a lot tender than a woman, so.
Did the brother tip her at the end? Did he give her the tip?
Gosh, would you like to join the show? Listen at you. That's a good question, too. That is a good question. The guy,
he
was one of the ones that emailed yesterday and said he had to be on before or be at work by 7:30.
So. You wouldn't let a dude massage you for real? I'm telling you, they're really going to get in there.
Yeah, but
we know you tell us that from experience.
I don't know how many knuckles deep you're talking about.
He's gonna take his fist and he's gonna put them into your ass cheeks like they're bread. He's gonna knead them back and forth.
I don't.
That would feel
that
great.
Ain't a fist.
I don't want that. Right. I don't want to put my face down in that crowning chair that they have you put your face down in.
That's where your testicles go.
How about this? Put a TV down on the floor so I can watch something while you elbow the dookie out of my back.
It actually feels good.
Yeah. Big, I'll read some more texts while you're on here since you didn't bring much more than that. Big Mike said, I wonder if it's the Big Mike. I wonder if it is.
You wouldn't hoke it.
If my brother specifically requested my girlfriend and then got a discount, I'd at least raise an eyebrow. It doesn't mean anything happened, but somebody should have mentioned it beforehand. That's the thing.
Not a week later.
It was like it was a secret. And unless this chick is, doing 50 massages a day, or they never see each other that often, that would have come up. So it seems sus.
A lot quicker than a week it would have come
up.
I
don't know if she's doing 50 a day because at 90 minutes, you're going to run out of time.
Oh, okay, Big. You Big. You mathematician.
We love Big.
First
Big
one ever grammar from Nashville. Police. Hey, do me a favor. Go adopt a highway up in Asheville. You pick up all the needles, okay?
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. I don't have enough time in the day.
Dude, that was on the news the other night talking about...
needles everywhere?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not even making a joke. Like, the animals getting them hung in them. Like,
Hey, when is the...
it's not funny, Paige. Paige adopted a porcupine.
No, you know why she's laughing.
Paige adopted...
She's not paying attention to what you said.
She adopted a porcupine. It turns out it was really a possum stuck with a bunch of needles from Asheville. That sucks.
When are we going to the topless rally, Big? It's got to be coming up soon, right? I never got to go.
Do you really? I can figure out when it's going. I mean...
Look,
I don't know if you want to go to that topless rally.
I kind of, the worse the better. Let's go.
And maybe we should call it the flopless rally.
There'll be so many hangers there, you think you're at an airport. You think?
Yeah, I know.
Dang it. Take two.
Give him an applause for that, Big. That's good.
Say it again.
There'll be so many hangers there, you'll think you're at an airport, Big. I called you Big.
I should have said
it's called him Big Brown.
Big Brown?
Like the pins.
Like a pin.
He don't even smoke. All right, Big.
Oh,
not no more.
We're gonna we're gonna bounce. We bid you adieu.
Thank you, Big.
That was good, right. Big. Big, we love Big.
Thanks, guys.
We love Big. See,
quite
Big.
Frankly.
Big Brown.
You guys.
Big Brown.
Thank you.
He's actually a medium sized white.
He's gonna come to the ballroom. We love rooms with balls.
There's no balls in the room.
We love balls in rooms.
Balls.
I want to combine balls and rooms together. We love balls, Big. We love big balls.
You still there, Big?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, hey, Big. We'll involve you in the show. Ask Paige what she's working on in the Plex, Big.
Hey, Paige, can you tell us what you're working on in the Plex?
Yeah, John Stamos has something in common.
She said the joke yet, Big.
I'm sorry. Oh.
You're fired.
All right, hey, Paige, what are you working on in the Plex?
We got to talk about what John Stamos did that he has in common with Michael Jackson. That more coming up in your Rise Guys headlines.
Ooh.
Did their hair catch on fire?
Ooh.
Ooh, good one.
Good one, Big.
But no.
All right, Big, hang
Lucky
up.
Kids.
Hang up, Big. I need to hear the dial tone.
All right, I'm hanging up now.
All right, bye-bye.
All right.
All right, I think he's gone.
All right. I hate when he calls. I really do.
You still there?
Still there, Big? Still there.
P1s. Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Hello.
Hey, man.
Well, John Stamos is in the news.
The Times,
man. He was on a podcast talking about this very situation.
Was he on the Mary-Kate and Ashley podcast? Do they have a podcast? I'm sure they do.
Oh, they don't do anything.
Today on the Bella Twins podcast, we're going to talk to Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen. And they're going to go head-to-head and spin the dreidel against...
I hate that I know this.
There's no more famous twins.
Winklevoss.
They don't need it.
Barbers.
Cavenders. Cavenders.
Yeah, got them.
Haley and her sister.
Haley too.
They're really not. We're not having twins as much anymore, are we? We're having really tall kids, but no one's having twins anymore.
Well, wait till the IVF kicks in.
Oh.
Then you'll be able to decide how many kids you want.
I knew you slipped something into my drink. It's going to kick in about 2 hours. I'm going to be preggers. Oh. Preggers.
Oh. I gave you the wrong one.
Oops.
I gave you a suppository.
I thought you were going to play the sound effect from yesterday. Don't you do that? You better not.
So when he was on this podcast, he was talking about getting a nose job. And John Stamos says he's had two nose jobs in his life. And he went to Michael Jackson's. Plastic surgeon.
God, after seeing it fall off, you still are going to go there.
And he says, quote, "He didn't make me look like Michael Jackson, thank God."
You know, I hate that I know this, but I saw a clip of this on social media. And the podcast that he was on, I get the bit with it. You know, this chick's real monotone. She,
what's wrong with you? You know,
she's like that.
Who was it, Tara?
And she's a younger girl, good looking. Oh. Millions and millions and millions of downloads. That's why I hate podcasters, because they work twice a week and somebody's doing all the legwork for them.
Right. We work sometimes 3 to 4 a week and do it all.
But that's her bit. Like, that's the whole thing. It's like a real dry, you know, sarcastic back and forth.
Like NPR. But like
that tone.
Zach Galifianakis, maybe?
Something like that.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, God.
Do you want me to give you the name or not give her...
I mean, you can if you want. You know, it's in the story.
But. It's called The Really Good Podcast.
Like, come on.
Hey.
Do you remember somebody came to us and said,
keep it simple, stupid.
Can you promote my kids' podcast?
I know.
Like, just give us a little share. I'm like, no. F? I said all kind of cuss words. Like, no.
Yeah.
It's already crowded.
Yeah.
It's the one thing I'm kind of, you know, not protective over, but, like, get pissed off about.
Well... It's the divide and conquer thing that's not only done with politics, but like with that, like we hear people, I love my job, I do. But when you hear about someone who's never worked in radio getting a podcast and out the gate, they already make more than you do and you've worked there for 23 years.
Does that make you mad?
Pissed. It does me, oh yeah.
Pissed.
Such especially a cottage industry.
No offense to either one of y'all, I know you would have done it, but like, I was paying $39 a month to house our podcast before the company like took it over. Because there was no platform for it. It was a podcive.
Did you
look at it now?
Recoup revenue from it?
Hell no. No, but we were the first radio show in South Carolina to have a podcast ever.
Yeah.
Where's our award at? Hanky Mac, sign that in before you get...
Well, he sent in his stuff. Maybe we'll get an award at the award show.
Yes.
Look, it's not going away, obviously. Anybody with $50 can buy a kit and have a podcast.
Right.
And our company will buy them all for some reason. So...
Well, they've done a hiring freeze now.
Can we do podcasts? I don't think we can, individually.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't make money doing that.
Now, as far as, like, you know, all that goes and getting artwork to support it and whatnot, I'm not sure what that entails. But, you know, if you're a celebrity, you know, this company will buy your podcast.
Yeah.
And they'll promote it on our show.
I know.
Because we get pretty good numbers.
Well, I didn't mean to make you upset. I just wanted to mention that.
No, but it's not.
I'm not letting you take credit for that.
That's just a good example, though, is like, but who are we mad at? You know, like you want to be mad at the people, but yet wouldn't you accept a big paycheck? You know, of course.
Sure. Oh,
so
yeah.
It's
just for downloads.
I'm more mad at John Stamos, to be honest with you. That son of a bitch, already a hot dude.
He
now
is
just
hot.
And it can't just age. Just got to keep everything perfect.
He even had Botox. Maybe you should get some injections.
I got that one time. And
Botox.
I was... with somebody at the time, you know, get it for free. And God dang it, boy, never. No, it didn't hurt, but it just looked stupid. Like,
you're terrified?
It just didn't look like me. I mean, it was like 3 days of where I just like...
Well, it's not good for you.
I didn't...
Well, see, here's...
They market it now for migraine relief. Can you imagine?
It doesn't move. It stays there. So you start seeing after a while...
You're not
people that have that ridge in their because I've had too much Botox.
Listen up, love.
No, I don't.
Oh, you've never? Mm-mm. God, I have and you haven't. Great.
Listen up.
I've had no plastic surgery.
Listen up, ladies and older men. You're not supposed to look like you're scared all the time. It's not natural.
You can right. tell.
Quit getting fillers.
You shouldn't look like you're doing the people's eyebrow on both sides at the same time.
God, now, I wouldn't mind having my upper lip kind of fillers, but to have it as big as my bottom lip.
But why?
But
women never said that in the 90s. I mean, maybe they did, but like suddenly when somebody gets the trend of that, it becomes like, you know, again, I've lived long enough to see the trends even in body parts. Like when women were getting boob jobs, they were doing butt exercises to get hard butts, right. buns of
hard.
Steel. But then
now
suddenly
they get their fat and sucked out of their belly and
they want
it
put in their butt.
Yeah.
The fat.
Yeah.
I didn't mean it like that. You know what I'm saying? Where did that come from?
Look, some of us were meant to look like hell, and that's just how it
and
is.
And I do a lot of makeup on women that have too much fillers in their lips, and I just kind of want to pop them sometimes, but I can't.
A good example of that is, you know, and you can only see yourself through your own eyes, you know, like when Paige, you point out like, oh, I've got this whatever, and I'm like, I didn't even see it. You pointed out. That's true. But like Balin's mom on that show.
Julie.
Beautiful lady, like classic pretty lady. But this season, you can tell she got her lips done.
And I'm Al, like, are you paying for that lip surgery, Big Al?
Because men like it. That's why they do it.
I don't want to go out in public where it looks like I just punched you in the mouth.
I will say,
we get out of the car.
For some women, it works. One of the Jenners, I can't remember which one, got her lips done. The one that's with Chalamet. She looks better with.
Yeah, but how old is she?
I don't know.
I mean,
30s, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy.
Like for women who looks like they don't have lips and they get that done, like
it
works that way. But if you just do it to one lip, like that looks kind of stupid.
Yeah, but if you don't have an upper lip, like adding what is it? Not collagen, but whatever
filler.
Whatever it is. What is filler? Do we even
exactly.
know?
What is it?
What is filler?
I imagine it would have to be some kind of collagen.
Is it silicone?
Remember what they used to say collagen was? Like, I remember at church, they would, when everybody was like, I think they still are, but when it was very like anti-abortion stuff, they were trying to say that's what collagen was.
They won't sway on that.
Go home and read the labels on your makeup, ladies.
Look, there's only one place you could get those stem cells, and I don't have to tell you where it is.
That's true too. That's so like.
Well, they're like. I mean, it's partially true.
Well, yeah, you can lab grow the. Everything's like. Let's blow up all the labs. I don't mean that, but I mean like everything's being lab grown. Diamonds,
mosquitoes. You said are lab grown.
Lab grown mosquitoes.
We're cutting the nuts off of flies and sending them to kill the screw worms.
And these poor lady mosquitoes. They're sitting there getting laid. Like finally, I'm gonna have me a baby, Lord. And he's got his nuts cut off. This
for all things Rise Guys.
They make me laugh. I listen to them every morning on my way to work.
RiseGuys.com.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.